Tuition break using Meister money for tuition. Tonight's cheer is sponsored by Adina and David Lederer. Lezecher Nishmas Shmuel ben Pinchas, a relative, Yisachar Dov ben Avraham, David's grandfather, and a Rafal Dov ben Yosef Yecheskel, a Rafal Marcus, who was Nifter tragically last week. I appreciate that you're sponsoring because I would have wanted to sponsor it anyway. He passed away of cancer. Fortunately, he'd been sick for a number of years. I knew him because of his father-in-law was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He'd actually learned in the Skokie Yeshiva, where he was a star Talmud, as Rav Aaron used to say. And then, of course, he became, when you're a star Talmud, you become the son-in-law. So Rabbi Shmuley Marcus, who is a Rebbe in BMP, so he was, I wouldn't say he gave a little gave the hespedim because in the godless of Rafal Marcus, he requested no hespedim, and just divrei hasoiris, and that one of the things that captured, there's so many things. Number one, he had literally thousands of people there, but moreover, in the interviews, all the Rabbanim had all come, a sign of Achdus, and they said that he was able to combine, which certainly makes sense, in Rav Aaron's way, the Torah, the scholarship, but also having the secular knowledge as well. So it's certainly, his neshamas is certainly having aliyah. And so many things to say. I didn't personally know him. I only heard from Rav Aaron many times and from his brother, Rabbi Marcus of Staten Island. So that was their connection. He became very close, of course, with Rav Aaron as well. He came to Staten Island a number of times, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. So this is a very, very certainly difficult time, but people should get chizuk from all those that were inspired by him and his neshama shen aliyah, and we should dedicate our learning lezecher neshmaso, and as well as David and Adina's other relatives, so they should neshama should also have an aliyah. Even though I don't normally say this, it should be very well known that every shear that we give is halacha v'lo l'maisa, right? I know we quoted a tshuva a number of months ago from the Rashba where he used that lashon, but if any shear should be that way, tonight's shear should certainly be that way. Tonight I'm going to say some of my own chedushim that certainly are not published anywhere, and certainly when you're getting honored at a dinner, so it might be it might revoke the honorship, if it's such a word. But there's a number of shilas that we're going to see. A number of years ago, I got an email from a good friend of mine who asked me why I'm giving the same shiur twice. I happen to be one from the school of not giving two shiurim twice, unless I know the people didn't hear it. Like if it was a women's shiur, and I know that we don't have any women coming anymore to the shiur, so that's mutter. But I don't give two shiurim twice. Many of you might have remembered, I hope. I was very impressed that he remembered this, and then my wife said to me, why are you giving the shiur twice? And I was really impressed that she knew that I gave a shiur on Meister. So about 4 or 5 years ago, I had this chus, I think it was the first year that I gave in Beth Abraham I think that's when Yaki discovered me. Either between Menachem Ayrshev, I think it was Shavuos night, something like that. And it was on Meiser, and we went through all the different inyanim of Meiser. So that's not tonight's shiur. We did quote, there's only one source that we did quote, it's Rav Moshe's Tshuva, and we quoted it even less than what it is now. The shiloh becomes, it all stems from last week. Hopefully we paid attention last week. I'll just give you a brief summary when we talk about father and son learning. So we had a machloikis. What we really said at the end wasn't really a machloikis. The Gemara Meforesh told us that, in fact, the Gemara tells us in Kedushin that a person's only chayav to teach his children only Mikra. We said that even though the Gemara entertains Mishnah, Mikra, Talmud, and Agadot, Rashi Meforesh says, and we saw the Rishonim, Achronim, who say, no, it's only applying to Torah. Rashi's strict interpretation was Torah Mamish, only Mikra. Others say there's a Shach, and there's the Shach and the Bach. Both say that it includes all of Tanakh, but Bach says, oy vay voy on this nation, that the people don't follow this, that the kids aren't learning Nach, they're only learning Torah, they're only learning Gemara, they should learn. Okay, it's fair to say. So We saw that, and we said that this was pretty meforish. Okay, I know that we had different shitas to try to figure out what it was, but at the end of the day, we said that that's the mitzvah sasi. We saw in the name of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Aruch HaShulchan. Where we ended off last week, I think, really is a great segue to tonight's shiur, is that famous and beautiful Chazon Ish. I shared this Chazon Ish on Thursday night with Rav Shechter. I was in the shiur a little bit early. So before I even said the chiddush, this is the same chiddush that he said. And that was is that even though, and this is an important part of the shiur, even though the chiyuv min ha-Torah might be to teach our children mikra only, there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah even, maybe not min ha-Torah, to teach our children darchei Hashem. This is what's going to be a big nafkamina when it comes to girls, certainly. So the question is going to become, what does that mean to teach our kids darchei Hashem? One could argue that Darchei Hashem includes everything, and therefore when you send your kid to school, that's the way of Darchei Hashem. You have a choice. Everybody in this room has the choice of sending their kids to public school, right? Public school, from what I'm told, the prices are a little bit cheaper. And we also have the choice, by the way, hopefully we'll get to some very interesting halacha mamish lamaisa when it comes to the gedolim of the Yoshev, how he paskins on different inyonim. When it comes to this, there are also different levels of school. So we have all here made a decision. I'm not going to ask everybody to call out what school they send their kid to, what yeshiva, but everybody sends their kid to yeshiva, right, or Jewish day school, and you made a choice, and you decided. And in some cases, in fact, maybe in many cases, your choice might, I hope, had absolutely nothing to do with the money. We are all aware that in our own community, there are some yeshivas that charge $2,000, $3,000 more. So the question is, if I decide that I want to send my kid to some, I'll be very careful not to use any names. I want to send my kids to some, let's give an example that doesn't apply to anybody. So my parents, we're going to go to Hafter, they want to send their kids to Hafter. They said, well, you send your kids to Hafter. Well, my parents, why are they doing that? They could send the kid just as well to
Lawrence High.
Well, my mom threatened me plenty of times about that. But South Shore is $2,000 less. Oh. So we'll see a chiddush that it's possible, Rabbi Yosef says this, that you actually, that for sure you could use your ma'aseh money. Meaning the extra $2,000, that we'll see. Where I want to come to be mechadish here is, I understand that it's not very popular, but all of us have a chiyuv of giving ma'aseh, right? And without calling out how much money we make a year, but most probably, those of us that do a normal salary, so it probably would help us out a lot if I were to tell you, if we are chiddush of the shiur is, that everybody could use their ma'aseh money for tuition. So then what would be the answer? The answer would be, first of all, we should be zoicha that we should have that much money to give to ma'aseh, right, unless you have one kid. But, anybody in the room that's making $500,000, so stumble, why are you not sponsoring every week? I don't know. So that chiddush, we're not going to go as far. But we might have another chiddush. We might say that I'm just prepping you to what I want to say tonight. And maybe we could say that you're right. There's a chiyuv, there's something. But why can't we make the schools on purpose, Mr. Vice President? Why can't we make the schools why can't we make the schools write out for us, right? There used to be this, they tried the Torah Lecta Fund. Okay, I'm not talking about the U.S. government now. I'm talking about there's a difference. So a lot of times we try to make the similarities between taxes and Meister. Those are two totally different animals. For Meister money, right, the Rebbeinu Shalom does not require a receipt. It requires your best knowledge of things. And therefore, maybe we can move this year that the tuition bill should come and say, of your $13,000 tuition, $4,000 of it can be used for Meister money. Why? Why? So that's what we have to discuss, why that should be. And if that is true, so just give you the bottom line. Why do I think no school would ever do this? Does anybody know why? I think it's a mamish pashut for sure. Is because Mistoma, the day that they did that, the next day, all the stuckas in America and in Eretz Yisrael would burn their schools down because they would have no stuckas. Right? If I were to say to you now, you have $10,000 to give to Meister, and you could give all that to the tuitions, then there's no stuckas would be supported anymore. So that's maybe why it's not popular, but okay, we'll see. So where's our springboard? So our springboard is to see how Rishonim and the Achronim, how they hold. So I want to start with two. One of that is the Sheil Tshuva's Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva, a new tshuva to us, we haven't quoted. I happen to like it because I have this chus that all my children have tshuvas named after them. So my daughter's name is Bat Sheva, so okay, it's close enough. And we were going to, the first time my entire family together went to Israel. So LL planes, all the LL planes are named something. They have names. So we were watching the plane, and the plane's name was Be'er Sheva. So my son was young at the time. He couldn't believe it. He has the same name. I didn't want to tell him. It didn't say Be'er Sheva, but okay, it was good enough. So my son's name is Yaakov Chaim. So Yaakov Chaim, of course, I don't know if true was famous, but they're named after Rebbe's is what I meant. So Yaakov Chaim is the famous Kafa Chaim, which we quoted many times. When he was first born, I used to quote him all the time. And my newest son is Aaron Mordechai. So Aaron Mordechai is the Belzer Rebbe. Fine. It was not that on purpose. So the Be'er Sheva was written in the late 1500s. He was born Rabbi Yisachar Dov, Ellenberg, Rabbi Ellenberg of Posen, 1550 to 1623, is the Talmud of the Lavush, right? Of Mordechai Yaffe. Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe was one of the compendiums of Halacha. So this is certainly very, very important. We're talking, you know, predating the Rama and others in Shulchan Aruch. So these are very important. So he already wrote a tshuva on this inyan over here as follows. So he writes over here, I just said the question is a very interesting tshuva sefer in itself, is that everything's kind of together. I try to separate things. So you have a person named Reuben. So really we have to start off with the introduction of the shir that I did give in Beth Abraham once upon a time. What is the chiv of Meiser? Anyway, what's the chiv of Meiser? Where do we get this whole idea of Meiser, right? Baruch Hashem, I think everybody in the room gives Meiser. So the question is, how machri does it be? So there's a tremendous sefer called Avos Chesed of the Chafetz Chaim, where the Chafetz Chaim writes at great length. So if a person has to have a notebook, and he has to write down, and he has to do it, how it has to be done, Rosh Hashanah, every single month, very, very detailed. And some of the great Gedolim, when they passed, so they found these records and saw how careful they were with the Maaser money. Many people, not just Tzaddikim, but many people also have separate bank accounts, where they have a charity fund, not because they're very rich, because they don't want to fall into any Yetzirah of if they have $5,000 that they have to give to Meister, that it should be in their bank account. Fine. But the question is, what's the chiyuv? So we know, we read a few weeks ago, right, we have the Inyan, right, that everything that Avram Avinu said this, and all the others, that they give Meister. Then we see, of course, Aser Taser. So what's the chiyuv? So there's three approaches of what the chiyuv is. One approach is the chiyuv is min ha-Torah. The chiyuv is min ha-Torah. When we say aser taser, there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah. The Yerushalmi seems to say this. There's a chiyuv min ha-Torah that a person has to give meiser one-tenth, right? If you're able to, even more than that, according to the Chafetz Chaim, it's better, right? And a person gives a tenth of and then of course has to be defined too, a salary, a pre-tax, all these different things, but that's what he has to give. The chiyuv min ha-Torah. If in fact the chiyuv min ha-Torah, it could be we have some very, very difficulties, because then we have to very closely define what is the chiyuv meiser, what are we talking about? Is it a chiyuv like Parshas Devarim, which is talking about meiser sheni, or is it a chiyuv of meiser ani? That is a big chiluk. Because if it's meiser ani, this is a big chiddush, then the stuff is really going to burn my house down, because then it could only go to aniyim mamash. You could only give it to aniyim. So Baruch Hashem, there are many great and wonderful stakas out there, but, for example, for yeshiva. A yeshiva is collecting money for staka. I don't know, let's say a shul is having a dinner. Shul is having a dinner. So it's very nice, you should give a lot of money, you should write beautiful ads to whoever is being honored, that's very nice, maybe buy a table or two. But gold. But, if it's Meiser Ani, what are you doing? What are you doing? How are you allowed to do that? If it's Meiser Sheni, so let's understand what Meiser Sheni was, right? So if we look at Meiser Sheni was Mein Bach, right? So the person would go up to the Beis HaMikdash, he would go ahead and he would go see the Kohanim, he would get inspired, right? That was what Meiser Sheni was. And therefore, there are many tshuvas that say, no, first of all, the Chiyuv is only Midrabbanan, and the Chiyuv is Midrabbanan to the point that I could be a little bit more generous, but I could be generous with how I give it. And therefore, anything that promotes Limud HaTorah, or is going, those type of things, that would be mutter. And therefore, according to that, if I could give an example for a moment, I'll give you the following example, if I may. There's a gentleman sitting here tonight, who, there's a few people here, just there's one person specifically, so he's for sure has a chelik in Olam Haba. Why? Because he started this MSL, Mozi Shabbos Learning. But what does he do? He's not going to pay for it from his own pocket. He has prizes. So he offers sponsorship for the prizes, right? The prizes, the pizza, whatever. So I have a Shiloh, somebody comes to this Halakha gentleman and he says, let me ask you a question, right? So he says, can I pay, it used to be $100, now we you know, prices are more expensive, gasoline tax, you know. So $200 now. So the question is, because the great Shiloh, you can tell me what the answer is. Can I give the $200, can that be used for my Meister money? And to become really, really close to home, excuse the sponsor for a moment, I want to sponsor the Tuesday Night Cheer. Can I use that as the Meister money? We talked about mein Bach. Ain't mein Bach goldel mizeh, right? We have a 5 foot hero, and we have less than 5 feet people here. Why? So, but new, that's a good Shiloh, right? I'm not asking taxes. Taxes, you know, we could play with another time. Talking about Meister. So listen to this. I'm sorry we didn't even start the shiur yet, but okay, we'll get to it. So on this, listen to this very interesting,
The question is,
you could throw out the answer. I don't know.
Money is going
The money is going towards the purchase of the pizza, the purchase of the prizes, so that the kids will have prizes and the kids will have pizza. You can taina, right? This is what we always say about yeshivas. This is the same shot about yeshivas. I'm going to give money so that on Thursday night, a kid can have a baguette because they have baguette Thursday nights in some yeshiva. Right? They have chill on Thursday nights, and that's what I'm paying for. Okay, or maybe, this is true, if you assume that it's Meister Ani, so then you're allowed to go to the yeshiva and say, listen, I'm going to give you $1,000, but I'm putting a note in the check that's only going to the scholarship fund. Then you're fine, right? The Shiloh is over here, if you assume that it's not Meister Ani, so here's the following thing. There's a sefer called the Urich Staka, and I know it points this out many, his name is Rabbi Finlander, and he wrote the sefer, the pretty modern sefer, written a few years ago, of course, as usual, given to me as a gift by my father. And I said, oh, it's great, but I gave that Meister Shiur a long, long time ago. I'm never going to use it. Oh, Baruch Hashem was able to use it. Says as follows. Rashoi l'shalim l'kaspe Meister oiver prasim umamtakin kidei l'ore yelodim, right? Shelacherim l'limud. Right? Because that's the Sorek Mitzvah. Who does he quote that says this? Shemati, this is what I heard from Nissen Klarelis, great from Nissen Klarelis Gadol, the Bnei Brak. So he says that it's mutter to buy prizes for kids so that the kid, this is going to promote it. And listen to what he says, the Lashon of Rav Klarelis, unbelievable. She'im ze oizel yodim, if this is going to help them, have a kim, unbelievable, kim lamed ben chaver Torah. It's like teaching another child Torah, which is a chiv, we say, maybe even deraita, and we say, latim vanechem. Right? I don't have the ability, right? If I sat in a classroom with kids that are in third grade, so it would be take maybe an hour, 2 hours, they would kick me out of the school. The kids, you know, I have a temper, I wouldn't be able to deal with them. But comes along and says, I'm going to buy them prizes. Zucker, this incredible, it's like, it's your machazi the Torah. So therefore, the next time the person asks you for a sponsorship, oh, it's unbelievable. Weiter, we want to get to our own Indian. So too, same thing he writes, when it comes to sponsoring a shiur and having food at the shiur. That's going to promote people coming, that's going to have people, it's going to be more of a chaver shop, people are actually going to stay awake. That's certainly something that can be promoted as well. He quotes that in the name of Rav Menashe Klein. Rav Menashe Klein is in a tshuva that you're allowed to use it for prizes and things of that nature, but he feels kind of bad that you're taking the money away from aniyim, and if you have extra money, just use it for that. But Rav Nissen Klarelis says lechachila would be mutter. It's a great thing to do. Again, there's also a dichotomy here, because on one hand, if you think it's for Meister Ani, it's very interesting, if you think it's for Meister Ani, so then it only goes for aniyim. But if you think it's for Meister Sheni, it's better to figure out a way to promote Torah, not necessarily aniyim. You should do both, but to promote Torah, that's even a better thing. Okay. Now let's get to the shiur. So he was asked the Shiloh source number one of... Oh, and there's a third sheet, I gave the two sheets. The third sheet is that's only a minuk. This is a big chiddush. It's a minuk. And therefore, with a minuk, we could be shtickle mekel, right? It's true. I mean, we'll end the shiur and then start the shiur. So if you turn the side over, source number 10, so I never knew this either. I thank my father for telling me this, but now I saw it in the sefer. Rav Nevenzel wrote this Mishnah Berurah called the Yitzchak Yikare. I'm sorry to point this out. I had a chavrusa with Rabbi Grunwald, and Rabbi Grunwald's a relative of Rav Nevenzel. Rav Nevenzel, the chief rabbi of the Old City. So I didn't know at the end of Chelik Vav, there's something called the Kuntras Hanogos of Rav Nevenzel, right? And he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman in Kuntras. So if you look there, at source number 10, if you look at the first thing that it says, so the Admor held, when he's talking about the Admor, I told the story many times, talking about the Admor, he's talking about Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Unfortunately, the first time I was in the Shir, So he gave shir, Rav Nachmantel gave shir, it was at that time it was in Hebrew, now he gives it in English, his English is certainly better than my English. But in that time he was giving it in Hebrew, and the first shir that he gave, he was referring to the Rav. And I'm trying to figure this out. Everybody told me that Rav Nachmantel never spent any time in America, so why is he quoting the Rav all the time? So I went downstairs and asked Ravina, it's unbelievable, he's quoting the Pesachim of the Rav. So he smacked me across the face. He goes, what do you think you're the only Rav in the world? And he told me that many people, when they hear Rav Nachmantel quote the Rav, they think he's talking about Rav Kook, because Rav Kook was called the Rav. So it was Rav Nachmantel. So Rav Nachmantel quotes here in the name of Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He was a Talmud Muvag of Shlomo Zalman. He was a Chavrusa. I told this over before. Shlomo Zalman used to tell people, specifically the story about Rav Kreisworth. He told Rav Kreisworth where he went to Rav Shlomo Zalman for a bracha, and he said, I need a bracha in Ruchnius. He says, you want a bracha in Ruchnius? Don't ask me. Ask my Chavrusa Rav Nachmantel. He's on the level of Ruchnius. Zuck Rav Nachmantel is the name of his Rebbe, with Shlomo Zalman, source number 10. Sover shenetiyas ma'isa kasafim he minog v'lo chova. L'chein? L'fnei asniya pam rishona yomar she also came b'li neder. Right? This is the old b'li neder. So Rav Schechter spoke about this a few weeks ago. He gave in his Thursday night shir, everybody should go Thursday night, 9 p.m. And he said as follows. That a person in general, by different things, if we're accepting a minhag, they should say b'li neder. Where does this apply? He says this applies by davening b'minyan, davening ma'ariv, for example. See, ma'ariv might be a little bit different because we as a tzibur accept that upon ourselves. But a person decides when he's bar mitzvah, the kid decides, this is a good bar mitzvah drasha, he decides, you know what, I'm going to go to minyan. So you should tell the kid, you should say b'li neder. Because if you don't say b'li neder, this is a chiddush of shachter. If you don't say b'li neder, it's going to be mamash achiyut. So now the son wakes up on Sunday morning and says, Abba, I said I would go all the time, but not today. I got to go to sleep. I'm too tired. He goes, no, you have a chiyuv. Get him out of bed. Or, the worst case of us, a guy decides now, oh, I'm going to go on a vacation, a little bit of vacation. My wife wants me to go to the Bahamas, to Hawaii, Montego Bay, whatever. And you say, what do you say? I'm sorry, my Rebbe Rav Schechter says I can't go. Because of a chiyuv, okay, others disagree with this. But for our purposes, Zuck this B'li Neder, so if we all didn't know about this, so we could say B'li Neder now, then it could be. Rav Schechter holds this way as well, that Meiser is only a Chiyuv, it's a Minhag that we accept upon ourselves, and we try to do the best that we can, but Achar Meiv Yesrim Shana, so we don't have to be worried, as I am, that I didn't do the most perfect job, because oftentimes what people do is they look at their tax return. Yaki tells us it's true. You look at your tax return, you say, well, this is the amount of money that I gave, that I claimed as my income, so that's how much I'm going to give as Meister. But we often know that sometimes there's some other, not in my case, obviously. Maybe we should shut the tape off. But in other people's case.
There were actually tax returns
before. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Just add, what do you add, like 30-40%? Something.
My
billion. On that note, let's go back to source number one. It's almost 10 o'clock. Okay. So they shilas as follows. He asked, can this guy gives meiser? He's knowing to give meiser. That's why it's important, what I've been, the whole introduction. Ruben Mavorj meiser b'chol shana merviach. He always gives meiser. Why would this be a shiloh if it wasn't a minhag? Meaning, wow. Ruben always puts tefillin on. Of course he does. So, okay. And he was knowing to do this. And now, things are becoming a little bit more difficult, a little bit pressed, and he has to play for a malamed. He's not sure what to do. Again, we're talking about the late 1500s here. What should he do? And then they asked the famous question. I just wanted to, if you could see the question, O Sheila, Sheila sin yachol liknois ma'ma'ot hanal sifrei kodesh, ach v'kosim v'forish aleim kodesh shel Hashem, kedei shel achol yom yotzech litzo v'vorav, right? He wants to know if he could use maisha money. I said this over in the name of the Be'er Shevam, before, and that is that I think that's the source for Lashem Aretz Lo, why we all write Lashem Aretz Lo on our Svarim. Why do we do that? Right? All of a sudden, when it comes to Svarim, that belongs to the Ribbono Shalom. I don't write it on my car, right? I should write it to
everybody. You're giving everybody Rishus to borrow it.
Oh, so that's what the Be'er Shev is Mechadesh. If you're giving Rishus to everybody to borrow your Sefer, this I think stemmed from people who used to buy from their Meister money Svarim. And therefore, when they wrote Lashem Aretz Lo, so they wanted people to know you're allowed to borrow it. Wait, and Rahman al-Salam, when they pass away, the kids, when they open the Svarim and saw Lashem Aretz Lo, they said, oh, we can't just take all the Svarim and let's say, sell it. It belongs to the Tzibur. So they wouldn't be able to do that. And that was a key that the kids would know, if you wrote Lashem Aretz Lo, that means you use your Meister money to purchase it. Right? But clearly, This is not the minhag nowadays. We don't normally do this. But the Be'er Sheva writes this idea of L'shem Arsim Lo'o on that. Right? But maybe the Chabad, now with the menorahs on top of the card, they should say, right, L'shem Arsim Lo'o. They should write on the card. From some, if you're cutting people off and stuff, I don't know if that's L'shem Arsim Lo'o. So how did he paskin in the Shaila? So look at the underlying part. Ella Adarabba, the Adarabba, Mishum Raya, Mavuras, Mavuras, She'ena Roshoi, L'Hotim Yemos Meister. Bottom line, he says that it's not appropriate for a person L'Hotim Mayus Meister, Belima Bonav, Kolzman, Shulchiyav, Liskor, Melame, Levano. Right? You're getting a tutor for your son because you are not capable or you don't have the time to teach your son Torah. So you shouldn't use Meister money. Lamdu Dehaina, Ach Yikra Torah, Shiksav Kulo, because it's a Parakam Vikadushan. We said that even though we're Mekel, he has to know all the Mikra first before we can even discuss anything. And furthermore, Ladas HaRamah, the Rama with a hey holds, Ad Sheil Megam Kein Mishnah Gemara Halachas VeGadois. Why shouldn't we be Machmir like the Gemara tells us, even though Rashi and Tosfos don't hold that way? And we should, and therefore you can't take Ma'aseh. And that's the way he basically holds. But he does point out, this is what's interesting, because this is considered the Chum review, that what is the age that he should know, right? Maybe the other possibility is that, well, I have to pay for his mizonos. He's yitram sheishanim sheino chayiv mizonos sehem. We have a chiyuv of course, feeding our children. There is a Jewish chiyuv, and then there is a legal chiyuv. The legal chiyuv obviously applies much more, but lehalacha, until a child is six, that's when you were machayiv to be mefarnesim as far as mizonos. Then you usually went off to a yeshiva, and they took care of that. So here he says that even if you're going to taina that I'm going to pay, okay, I can't pay for his lima, I'm going to pay for his mezonos, that wouldn't be good either. Zuck the Be'er Sheva, so what do we have over here? Very interesting. Can you use your miser money for any mitzvah, right? So we know you can't use it for a mitzvah that you're going to go ahead and do, that you have to do, a chiyuv mitzvah. For example, a person wants to buy tefillin, you can't use the miser. Everybody knows that. But now what happens, it used to be a very famous thing that used to get tzedakos. Used to cost a lot of money, right? They would auction off tzedakos, whether because of, maybe possibly because of the great schoolas of being a tzedek, and also really was to pay so that the family would be able, this was a way for them to make money, right? Or, unbelievable thing, we think it's a goyish minhag, that we walk the chas and the kala down the aisle. There used to be, in certain towns, that the person who paid for the wedding, i.e., some big gvir, he would have the schus of walking the chas and the kala down the aisle. Why? Because it was a sign of covet. Like, I didn't pay for the wedding. I paid for the sechus, again, because of the schools and all those different things. So the question is, can you use that for miser money? So we just said, even if you're going to tell, right, so maybe you can't. If we define miser money only as miser ani, so maybe yes. Maybe it is good, because that's for aniyim. Is it for aniyim? All these different shilas that revolve around that. But he paskins, bottom line, Be'er Sheva holds, 100%, absolutely not. A person cannot use miser money for tuition. However, even in this Chum review, everybody seems to quote this Be'er Sheva, who's Machmir, like, for example, the Avos Chesed of the Chavetz Chaim. So even though he does point out that it's until he learns Mikra. So Mikra is a different age. Very interesting. Then comes along, the truth is, if you don't mind, turn it for a moment, because I don't want to do this out of order. Even before he was on the scene of Be'er Sheva, came along the Lekat Yosher. So the Lekat Yosher is famous. So Rav Yosef ben Moshe was in the 1400s, 1423 to 1490, was born in a country at that time called Bavaria. He was a Talmud Mubog of the Trumas Hadeshen, and he writes down many of the Minhagim of the Trumas Hadeshen, and therefore it's famous. It actually is available on the Bar Ilan CD, but I found it much quicker on my new favorite site, HebrewBooks.org. I just had a conversation with the owner of the site, telling him how they've increased it by 50%. It's unbelievable how much stuff they have on there. So it's like you hear some quote-unquote obscure names of tshuvas. It's, maybe it's here, I'll look it up. And you look it up, and Mamash was there. Beautiful. So he writes like this. The very important, again, Paskin La'alocha, he says, Mutter l'olami b'no ma'is m'maisov. You're allowed to teach your child for ma'iser money. Talmud ki adam chayav l'mad mikra below Talmud. Right? Came across this is what we paskin in the Gemara in Kedusha. Oh, so this is an important point. This important is a machlokes over here, right? Machlokes, early machlokes. Or you want to say early achronim, maybe even rishonim, as follows. The chiluk is as follows. Everybody seems to agree, not everybody seems to agree, everybody agrees that you can't use miser money to teach your kids mikra, right? But I don't know. I'm not at that level yet. But what age do they stop teaching kids Mikra, even in the most but when the kids start learning Gemara, what, in fifth grade already? Right? Mishnah. Right. So, that's the Shiloh. Now, one could argue on this and say, a kid slash adult really never knows Mikra, right? Certainly, if you include Tanakh, like the Shach and the Bas say, they were in big trouble, except for some of us at the table who have been the Simul of Tanakh. So that's the Shiloh. But let's say the age is bigger. So the Lekha Yosha, in the name of the Truma Sedeshan, is saying something much more mechuzishtik here. He's saying, no, I'm not talking about high school. I'm talking about now the kid's 7 years old already. The kid's 7 years old, and he's starting to learn already Gemara. So let's figure it out, right? The kid's in fifth grade. So the kid in fifth grade starts learning Gemara. Good. So now let's sit down and figure out how many hours does he learn Gemara a day? Only an hour. Okay, an hour in a day, 180 school days, $13,000 tuition. Figure it out. Maybe it's $1,000. So can I use $1,000 for Meister money? That's what we want to try to get. So we see it's a machlekes, and then it's going to become a machlekes in tshuvas. Because on the other side, for example, source number 4, the Avos Chesed points out, this is of course the Avos Chesed of the Chofetz Chaim, he's talking about the importance of giving Meister money, and we shall be ma'os Meister, right? Schar lima v'vonav asu l'kuliyama. Everybody agrees that you can't use it for your children's tuition. Right? You have to teach your children. If you can't score lahem milameh, you can't. Something you're chayav in. You can't buy tefillin. So just like you can't buy tefillin, you can't get your kids a milameh with meiser money. And mitzvah rabba. He says that's aniyim, of course. So this isn't such a riot for us, because the truth is that the Chofetz Chaim leans more towards the side that this is really a chiyuv for aniyim. The best thing to do is to give it to aniyim. And if you're not going to give it to aniyim, so you have to again do that b'li neder. When you start to give ma'isu, you have to say, is it a chiyuv or is it not? I say, okay, it's not a chiyuv, it's only a minug. But I believe it's a minug that's for anything, that any suck is good for that. So then look at the other side. We quoted before, we'll quote again. I think this is our third time, Baruch Hashem, quoting the Chelos Chelos Chus, pre-Yitzchak. Rav Itzel of Petelberg, Rav Itzel of St. Petersburg, I said that I never thought in my life I would ever quote this. My parents were in St. Petersburg this summer with Rabbi Przanski, and he gave a shiur of the famous Rav Itzel of Petelberg, and he quoted a tshuva of his, and in my humble opinion, at least the three tshuvas we've quoted so far, certainly I think would have gone past the audience much, much better. These are some beautiful tshuvas. He only wrote two chalakim, and he was unbelievably well known in the world, 1839, 1915, around that time. He was the Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salant. In fact, he edited his famous Sefer Ol Yisrael from the Muslim movement. But the funny thing is he was a Musarnik that moved to St. Petersburg, which was the hub for all the glitz and glories, where the Tsar used to go to hang out, to a summer home, right? That's where they would summer, would be in St. Petersburg. So it's very, very interesting of who he was in his life. What?
I think there was no
God. Right, and he became, and then very interesting, but he left, and then there's the whole story with Rav Chaim, when he met Rav Chaim, so and so forth. It's very, very interesting. In fact, this Sunday I was in a yeshiva in Staten Island, Davening Mincha. So it's a very Haredi yeshiva. I was everybody was looking at me because I didn't look anything like them. And I wanted to learn a little bit. They didn't, 1:45 they were supposed to daven, it was 1:45 and daven. So I sat down with the sefer. What did I take out? I saw they had a pre-Yitzchak. It was very good. It was inscribed by, I assume, a great-great-grandson, whatever it is, Rav Mordechai Blazer, it said. Rav Mordechai Blazer, they call it. So I was reading it, and they were looking at me like, I'm quick. What is this guy reading? He doesn't know what he's doing. It's in Rashi print. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But okay, I was reading it. So a very, very beautiful story. I'll just tell over. It's such a mamish beautiful story to explain who he is. So of course we know there's a famous machlokes between Rav Chaim, the derech of the yeshiva of Volozhin, and the Musar movement. If there should be Musar and yeshiva, so on and so forth. So very, very interesting story. At that time, so the Tsar, so they were the ones that ruled the world. So many times the big gedolim, big rabbanim of the different towns, there's nothing to do that shir, would come, and they would go ahead and they would have to go to St. Petersburg to talk to the Tsar about different things. Terrible, right? Spend hours and hours. So here they were, they came, and among the most famous of those individuals that came to the shul of Rav Itzel Petelberg was the Beis Halevi, right? Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. who the rub is named for. He comes, and they're talking back and forth, how are you going to answer the Tsar when he has this? But finally, they finish towards the afternoon, and comes along the time now, finally, the Beis HaLevi says, "Nu, Rabbi Isai, we've been talking all this shtus, let's talk and learn it." So he says, this is the Beis HaLevi, he says, "I have a great shiloh for everybody. Guess where we are? We're in Russia, the great Russia, right night." He goes, what are we going to do tomorrow morning about davening? What's the shiloh? Netzachama in St. Peter, I don't know now, but St. Petersburg at that time was 5:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning was Sozman Kriya Shema. Sozman Kriya Shema. So in order to get up, 5 o'clock is not even Nate, so 5 o'clock minion. And everybody there, they get up, or whatever, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock for minion. What are we going to do? So the shiloh was, is it more important to daven b'yichidus, but to say Kriya Shema, or... listen to me, or to daven with a tzibur. What's the difference? Why can't you say Kriya Shema before, like we all do, right? Everybody will wake everybody up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Because the Beis HaLevi held, right, the famous Brisker Shita, like the Rambam, that the brichas of Kriya Shema is ma'akev saying Kriya Shema, and you are not allowed to say brichas Kriya Shema if it's after the Zman. According to the Rambam, if a person was to daven in a minyan, that daven later, then Kriya Shema, I don't know, let's say for argument's sake on a Shabbos morning, with Sosama Kriya Shema is at 9:03, and your shul starts at 9 o'clock, and you know where you're going to reach Kriya Shema in 3 minutes. So according to the Rambam, the Beis HaLevi, you would not be able to say Brichas Kriya Shema. Unbelievable, Chiddush. So they're talking and learning back and forth. So nu, they found out this Itzel of Petelberg, the Talmud of Rav Yisrael Slav, what is he going to say? They say, nu, Rav Itzel, how do you hold? So Rav Itzel says, it's not important how I hold, but let's talk about the chashivas of Kriya Shema, the beauty of Kriya Shema. And he gives a whole Musa Shmuz on Kriya Shema. The Beis HaLevi is all upset. He says, this is the famous of Itzel Petelberg. He just gave me a Musa Shmuz. I'm so, mom's upset. He met with the Tsar. He goes back on a long trip back. The whole time he's muttering under his breath, this is Rav Itzel Petelberg. Finally he gets home. The Beis HaLevi gets home. And he says, you know what? It was already, at that time he had already wrote his sefer. So he says, let me look at that pre-Yitzchak again. Then it was only Chelek Aleph. He goes, there's got to be Lumdus in here. I never looked at it. He goes all the way to the top shelf. He takes it out. As we all do, we open the first page. He sees the Haskamas. I think he has a Haskamah from Shlomo Kluger and the Sholem Eishiv. And he opens up the first tshuva. 16 pages, this Shiloh. 16 pages, I'm talking about the double pages, I'm talking about 30, over 30 pages, is Zigzagai. Well, he actually, Toskins, like the Beis HaLevi said, that it's better to down be a chidus and say Berichas Kriya Shema than not be a Kriya Shema, smichas gula tefil, all these different things. Why didn't he say anything? Because that's what Itzel Petelberger learned from Yisrael Salon. You don't say, you want to know? Excuse me. I wrote a whole tshuva on this. I was talking and learning until Mama Shridam was seeking at 4 o'clock in the morning. That was Rav Itzela. So Rav Itzela here actually Paskin's Lakula. In source number 2, hold on, source number 2. In source number 2, I'll say it outside, which is, guess what? He was asked the following shaila. My child is 15, 16 years old. He's in high school already. Can I use Meiser money? I don't have any money. He says, 100%, no problem. Even though you want to tell me that a person, for argument's sake, can't pay him until, what he says, about 6 or 7 years old. He said, after that, it would appear that kids are learning Gemara, they're learning Mishnayos. That's not a chiyuv, and he could use it for Meiser money. And he thought that this would be fine and dandy. Leave him a note, being tested above, shot him to high. Ain't no b'chuyv alami b'schar. Ella, right, Torah v'shusav, ain't no chayv alam no b'schar. Right, Mishnah, all these different things. And therefore, he paskin, Shulchan Aruch, all these things. Use Meiser money, absolutely no problem, right? He points out that, and this is so other people point out in his name, the pre-Yitzchak was talking about somebody who didn't have enough money. Somebody, Baruch Hashem, has a lot of money, so what are you doing? Is that appropriate? Rapam often says, I saw this a few times, that Rapam says this, and others say this as well, that the Oy Vavoy in our generation is people who give money to Meiser and are on the tuition scholarships. These things cannot go hand in hand. If you are on the level that you have to be on a tuition scholarship of any kind, Rapam said, you cannot give money to Meiser. First, pay off your tuition. That's more important. Even if you try chai v'kayim, my tuition bill is $70,000. Of course I'm on tuition break. I have to get some sort of break. No, Rapam said, others say this as well, that it has to come from this. So we see that there's a machlokes from Mikos Lakosa in that the early machlokes, 1400s, 1500s, and then bring it toward the modern day. How do we hold? So if you turn over the side, the Tzitz Eliezer in the tshuva, this is a very small part of the tshuva, in Chelek Tetz, Simon Aleph, also Lefi Dvarim, Ha'omrim Lamala, Yesh Lusmach Al Heter, Lemisha Asa Dochuk, Lo Lasholim. He doesn't have the money, he's not able to pay from, so you should use your Maisik Kasafim. This is not really a Chiddush. If you don't have the money, of course you could. His whole Tshuva, by the way, is that famous, in Chelek Tef, Simon Aleph is all about Maiser, back and forth, what you could use Maiser for. And he says that it's postured that if a person can't afford something, of course he's allowed to use his Maiser money, because he's considered an Ani. But here as well. So therefore he writes that it would be mutter, even though again we have this, he goes through his whole tshuva again, is about the idea of can you use for a mitzvah that you're getting hana from, can you use it for Maiser money? So he says certainly in this case, this would be even a better case, according to Sitz Eliezer, because here you're helping an Ani, i.e. your child, he can't afford to pay for it, and he thought it would be 100% mutter. However, in source number 6, Ikos Moshe is a very, very famous tshuva. In Ikos Moshe, Yeridea, Chelik Bey, Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, he also has a tshuva in Chelik Aleph of Yeridea, where he was asked twofold. One, about, this was really a question about girls. So we haven't learned this yet. But the question is, the girls most probably don't have the same chiyuv as the boys do as far as Limud HaTorah. We talked about the Gemara Kedushin last week. That was talking about boys. So now we have the real Hester. Anybody have a girl here? Oh, great. Guess what? Girls, you could definitely use Maaser money. Wait, hold a second, says Ramosha. He named Dvar Roshoy Lashon Skar Limud. Habonois the Beit HaSefer, Shekar Beit Yankiv. Right, your kids go to Beit Yankiv. And we Moise Meiser, I don't think he ever, Meiser's no, it's just Beit Yankiv. Uvada Yesh Chilak Ben Habonim Labonos. So first of all, there's a Chilak, for sure, between boys and girls. Medina, the Loma Mikra. Achiv Av Lamamed Beno, Af Beschar. Mimelu Dvar Shechova, Sheinu Roshoy Lashon Meiser. So clearly when it comes to boys, what? Yeah. Clearly, when it comes to boys, that has to be from, can't be from Maaser money because he's chayav to teach a mikra. Aval levonah she'ein chiyuv al av lamed lahem Torah, which is again not so pashut. Other people disagree. In the second part of the truth, which I didn't have a chance to quote, he does point out that that might not be true, and he says the melo davar shechova. I'm sorry, shechova ve'im yesh sorech. Maybe you could entertain to say, if you really need to, you should be able to use it for Maaser money. Medina Selo. What Medina is he talking about? In America, Kan Shemachayv Medina. The Malchus, Lalamda Mebeis Sefer, there's a Chiyuv. You can't just be somebody that's, a girl is not allowed to walk around at 10 years old and not be in school. What happens? Right? You get arrested, right? Truancy. You can go to jail.
Torah, that's English.
What? What?
Torah, that's English.
No, correct. The Malchus Malam the Beis Sefer Shalahem, Uvachasti Hashem Yisparach Al Yisrael Ikar Rishus Malam the Beis Sefer Shasa Hanal Yisrael Kashirin. However, what was the heter? The government gives a heter. You don't have to go to public school. You're allowed to go to yeshiva. And therefore, because you have to go to yeshiva, you have no choice. You're not allowed to go to public school. You can't use it for the Maaser money. Why? He continues and he says, because you have a chiyuv to teach her the right way. Right, we said before, even according to Chazon Ish's Chiddush, that's the idea that we're chayav to teach our sons and our daughters to go according to the path of Judaism. And send it into school is part of that, and therefore you can't use it for the Maaser money. I will admit that he is not, he says this, it's a unique, other people disagree with Ramosha. In America, it seems to be, unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a shaila, because there's no tuition. Tuition's like $1,000 a year, maybe. For sick kids, but but here in America, everybody uses the Rav Moshe Tshuva as saying it's 100% usher, even for girls, because of that chiyuv. It's important to point out. We saw the Be'er Shelah, Shulchan Aruch Harav says this, Rav Shlomo Kluger says this, we saw this in Igros Moshe, but he says it certainly would apply to boys. But we have to go back to what we said before. But what Rav Moshe holds to the kid that's in high school, that's only exclusively just about learning, so that's the Shiloh. What do we say about that? And then some other interesting things. Look at source number 8 for a moment. The Sefer at Stucco Mishma, beautiful Sefer Stucco Mishma, that Mr. Schmutter actually lent to me. I had it for a number of weeks, and I actually saw this in there, and then I said, oh, I felt bad to call Mr. Schmutter and ask him, and we have to come to the Shia. I didn't want to bother him, and of course it was on HebrewBooks.org, and he is very interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Yeshaya Blau, so he is a dayan for the Eidah Charedis in the Bedas, but the interesting thing about him is that he was a banker. Many years, a very successful banker, Hasidish banker, and he was the one who was called as an expert witness. What do I mean by an expert witness? He knew about banking, and when there was a Shiloh, Rivas, all these different things, he was the expert. But when he would talk to the basin in learning, he would know what was flying. He knew so well what was going on. Finally, at one point, they stopped him, and they said, Rabbi Blau, stop working as a banker. You have to be a dayan on the Eid HaRedes. And that's what happened. And so now he wrote a sefer, stuck of a mishpati. He says, "Ein l'frami meiser shekol limud shel banav hakatanim." He says it's usher to take out from the meiser. This is source number 8. Aval also limud shel banav hakadolim mutar. He passes his mutar. V'chein im beno nachal v'rotzel limud v'yisha banav, right? And if he's older and he got married, that's where your ma'aser money should go. So you can learn in kol, he writes. But the chiddush is, the children that are a little bit older, you can use it for the ma'aser money. Source number 9, in the sefer I quoted before, Be'orich HaTzaka, so he has in the back, anybody who's ever seen, many Svarim has now, the new thing is, you write in the back, Shelos Tshuvos, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Anybody knows anything about Rav Chaim Kanievsky? You could ask him a shiloh from here till tomorrow. His answer will always be one or two words. That's the famous thing of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, right? He gives you an index card and he writes Kain Lo, right? So we have quoted, for example, Isha Yisrael, supposed to be the Pesachim on Tefillah of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, same thing. He writes Kain in the back. All these Kain Lo's, Kain Lo's. I have a few of the Svarim that is written as attributed to that. So he writes here in the back, here's his long Shaila, and you see, very, very simple. Source number 9. In Ein Gimel, Ba'avas Chesed, the Chavetz Chaim writes, She'echol liten in Maisa Levonov HaGadolim, She'eno Chayev Utzvol Bahem. Lefi, Zeh, Ha'im Yochol Lishal Mi Mais Maisa Schar Limud, Dvarim HaGadolim, B'Yeshivas, so on and so forth. Can you, the older kids that are in Yeshiva, well, the kids are post-high school already, right? They're learning in the mirror, so, and you're allowed to. So he said, Im Ein Chayavim, so he thought, bottom line, this is what the author wrote as a footnote to this, it would be mutter. It would be mutter, again, if your kids are older. So certainly if your kid's in the mirror yeshiva, you can say, well, I have a chiyuv to melamed Torah. No, you could use your ma'aser money if it's necessary. Another question that's asked in the source number 7, Mishnah Halachas. Devarim shesrochem habanim v'iv shala'av litein lahem yishalo, harei zevada yachol litein mimais meiser. Behudai, right, korov yoyser, right, this child can't afford it, he can't afford books, he can't afford svarim. So of course all these things are going to be mutter. We're not going to take the strict definition, well, you're chayav to l'mlamet Torah, you can't buy him books, you can't feed him in the kolom. Of course not. And therefore, right, he gives different examples of this. The last thing is, in source number 10, again, is Rav Neventhal, Yisrochi Korei. So he says in source number 10 as follows: Mutar latet meiser ksafim mimofel onik Shabbos hamargin pulos ruchinus levanos. So in Eretz Yisrael they have different groups in Eretz Yisrael. So he said it would definitely be mutter to pay afal pishein paturus mitam b'torah sharei gam es abanos sarach lishmar ruchinus l'shaim schar limud over limud bito mutter rak b'shas v'chach. Rav Neventhal paskins that for a group it would be 100% mutter, right? To have a group that is going ahead and Shabbos group, and they're teaching the girls how to live a good life, and maybe even Torah, so that would be mutter. But he says to pay for their tuition, if you shas v'chak, would be mutter as well. So we see from here, I'm sorry we ran through the sources, but we see from here as follows. Let's just give a summary that will be very, very quick. So we see as follows. So first of all, what is the chiyuv of ma'aser? So when it comes to tuition, we saw last week that it's only probably mikra. Even though that there's a chumra in the Ramah, the Yad Ramah says that it could be other things, we saw Rashi doesn't hold that way, Tosfos doesn't hold that way. So the question is that even in the chumra view, right, let's look again at the chumras. The Be'er Sheva was the first chumra that we quoted. Then we quoted Rav Moshe's chumra. Then we quoted the Avos Chesed chumra. All these chumras, quote-unquote chumras, so I'm not even sure if this really applies according to them in the case where we're talking about advanced stages. And therefore it would in fact could be mutter. And furthermore, as I said before, there are others that quote, very, very interesting, really quote in the name of Eliyosha of this, which I think is beautiful, but it makes sense, right? This was one of the questions. Ramosha was once asked, teachers are forced to go to a dinner, right? They're forced to go to the dinner. Unless they make this is terrible. I don't know what yeshiva would do this. But the teachers not only have to go, they have to pay to go to the dinner, right? Let's say the principal's being honored, let's say. So you have to go to the dinner, right? So they have to pay. So this guy has to pay $100, let's say they're giving him a discount, $100 to go to the dinner. So he's a good child. I don't want to go to the dinner. Can I use my Meister money? But Moshe says, yes, you can, but you have to take off the price of the meal. But wait! not the price of the crazy meal that they write. I don't never understood this. You know, your meal, your $100 meal, your meal costs $120. We lost money on you. A good Jewish business. Oh, we lost money on you. No, you could say, if I was home tonight, my wife would make me a piece of flanken, a pizza, whatever. So my $100, $10 I could take off, and $90 could you use for my some money. So the same thing we could say over here. I could be find a Milan Chino for my son. I could find whatever. Right? Again, we don't say this by tuition the point, but again, I could send my son to school X, who charges $10,000. I decide to send my son to a school that charges $12,000. So wait a minute, I can't take off the $2,000 because that could be for English. But we could figure out a number, possibly, right? We could even the little kids. I'm talking about the kids now that are 6 or 7 years old. We could figure out a number that applies totally. Kal v'chomer, if you have a Torah elective from the year before that was $1,500, and now you don't have that Torah elective fund, and now you have a regular $1,500 you have to pay, it would appear that it would be a shiloh to ask if I could, that $1,500 anyway can come out from, I understand I can't use it for tax purposes, but maybe for mitzvah purposes, but certainly when my son's in the high school, this certainly would be a shiloh. Unfortunately, even according to those that are Mekel, and the pre-Yitzchaks, and all those, they all say, b'shafakach, right? We shouldn't have to reach that level that we can't pay for our children's tuition from mitzvah money, that we should have to pay from our mitzvah money. We should be able to pay from our own pockets, and therefore, it is a shafakach. Better to pay for other good causes than to have to pay for our own kids, but it's not it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. We said before, other types of things. For example, the Yashav writes, if your child is having extra tutoring, right? The Minchas Yitzchak says straight out that if your kid has tutoring and you want him to understand more, he says that's not your chiyuv. Your chiyuv is teaching mikra. There's a teacher teaching a mikra. He's a little bit slower, or you want him to learn a little bit more. That you're allowed to for sure use for Meister money. He says that was no Shiloh. The Yashav has a bit of a suffix what exactly the tutoring is for. If it's mamash, a kid's not understanding mikra, so then that's your chiyuv to find the right tutor for him. All these different very, very interesting Shilohs. But the bottom line becomes, and this will end with, is that it's not so pasha that we all run to this and say, you can't use tuition for Meister money. Not so pasha. I don't think it's so pasha. And certainly in the Shasa's Chak, I think there would be a lot of money that you could take off for Meister money. And one should consult a competent Orthodox Rav, who is able to postulate for you how exactly it should be, because it could be a tremendous savings, and it could be the difference of you going on any sort of tuition break, and you just using that money for Meister, which we thought was very posh that would be able to be used. The Mitzvah Shem will take a break over the next...